Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. As I write this devotion, the first results from the British election have begun flooding in. As one who has a degree in political science, I must confess that my interest is high in this election. One of the most powerful men in the world will assume the role as British Prime Minister. But will it make any difference? I must confess, as I entered my university education, I thought that I would be diving headlong into the world of politics. But that soon changed. It became apparent to me that even if I had all the answers to all the problems in all the world, no one would listen. A hard reality that the new Prime Minister will soon face, if he hasn't figured that out already. While politics is important, and it can and should play a large role in our society, it is not the answer. In fact, far too often, it's a major contributor to the problems in our society. Because our leaders are far too pompous, greedy, deceitful, uncompassionate, selfish, and impersonal. If you don't believe me, just look at the papers and see what our politicians regularly get up to. Often, it's shameful. But it was just the same at the time of Jesus' birth. Herod the Great ruled as the king of Judea. He was a great man in many respects, but his arrogance and selfish paranoia would be his downfall. Life in Herod's country was tough. Life was cheap, work was hard, and taxes were high. While Herod lived in palaces, the common folks struggled to feed their families. His corruption and cruelty were the stuff of legends. The Roman emperor once said it would be safer to be Herod's pig than his son. And it was in one of the shadows of Herod's grand palaces that Jesus was born. Jesus was born in a manger, not in a mansion. He didn't have a silver spoon, but instead he was a refugee in a foreign land. His family was poor. They were working class and displaced. But from these incredibly modest beginnings came the true King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. While Jesus never held a political office, he did have the answer to life's problems, himself. He was everything that the political leaders were not. Meek, approachable, long-suffering, loving, compassionate, forgiving, personal, and effective. You think maybe that's why they crucified him? The earliest confession of the Christian church was, "Jesus is Lord." This meant that Caesar wasn't Lord. Caesar didn't have all the answers. He didn't have all the power or the wisdom. But Jesus does. For us, this means that David Cameron or Barack Obama or any other world leader is not the Lord, because they, quite frankly, do not have all the solutions to the mountain of problems our world faces. Only Jesus has the answer. Because only Jesus has dealt with the core problem facing all humanity, our evil, our pride, our selfishness, and our sin. I fervently pray that God will use the new Prime Minister to help bring about peace, prosperity, and stability around the world. But let's be honest, whoever is elected probably won't make a whole lot of difference. But you, if you are searching for purpose, stability, meaning, hope, and joy in this problematic time, then may I suggest that you begin your search at the manger in Bethlehem. Look down to this poor, defenseless little child, for it is only there that you will find what you desire, for it is only there that you will find the answer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray your blessing upon all world leaders. Grant them your wisdom, your guidance as they seek to govern. We pray, Lord, that you would constantly remind them that they are your servants. But Heavenly Father, for the answer to all of our questions, we pray that we would always look to Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.